HMS Net Radio, Christian Earnheiter's 70s Punk and Beyond.
I guess it helps who you know. Paloma Moreno moved from Spain to London and was roommates with John Mellor of the 101ers. He later became Joe Strummer of The Clash. Bassist Paul Simonon mispronounced her name, and she changed it to Palmolive. Joe later introduced her to Sid Vicious, and they formed the Flowers Romance. When he quit, she hooked up with Malcolm McLaren as her manager. They became the Slits. Here they are now with Shoplifting.
Put the cheddar in me pocket, put the rest under the jacket. Talk to the cashier, won't suspect. And if he does, and if he does, Dorada, 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 Dorada. 10 quid for the lot, we pay fuck all. Babylonian won't lose much, and we have dinner tonight. Dorada, 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 Dorada. Cameras trying to watch us, mirrors on TV, but they're not gonna catch us, cause we're gonna, gonna, gonna run, run, run. Dorada, 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 run!
Their manager first advised them to be skinheads. Then, when the glam movement came along, he advised them to go with that. Now it's time for some platform shoot glam rock, fronted by Noddy Holder. Mama, we're all crazy now, with Slade.
Don't stop!
Out of Hammersmith, London, Gary Smith was a very shy and insular person. He was inspired by the punk DIY ethic and joined the Lasers in 1976. The following year, he split and formed a band dubbed Two Way Army. He recorded demos for Beggar's Banquet, who described them as punk meets Kraftwerk. Here they are now, Two Way Army with Our Friends Electric.
Thank you.
From a childhood list that made her the butt of many schoolyard jokes, Toya Wilcox identified herself as a misfit. Well, that was all wiped away when she accepted the iconic role of Derek Jarman's 1977 flick, Jubilee. She portrayed an unpredictable pyromaniac. Well, here's Susie Pence now with Rule Britannia. You are listening to Christian Arnheiter's 70s Punk and Beyond here on eclectically powered and multidimensional HMS Net Radio from Houston, Texas. If punk rock came from young people's frustration and anger, Ireland has it in plus. Belfast journalist Steve Ogilvy saw local pub rock band Highway Star. They were playing Deep Purple covers. He convinced them to stop that. He changed their name, wrote them some politically charged lyrics. Here they are now with Suspect Device, Stiff Little Fingers.
Power.
Perhaps these days, no one would bat an eye at something like this. Late in the 1970s, Nina Hagen appeared on a German talk show and simulated how to masturbate on live TV. Here she is now with White Punks on Dope, Nina Hagen.
Einen recht schönen guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Ich begrüße Sie recht herzlich zu unserem heutigen Fernsehprogramm und wünsche Ihnen einen recht guten Empfang.
TV!
first punk rock recording out of Edinburgh, Scotland was from a pub rock band named Angel Easy. They just roughed it up and changed their name. Here they are now with For Adolphs Only, The Vows.
Ice, fire, dry, fear!
Well, I got my uniform, I'm okay. I can do the goose step any day. Pick up my guitar, throw in my gun. I'm a 1977 rock and roll hun. Pick up my guitar, throw away my gun. I'm a 1977 rock and roll hun. A-D-O-L-F-B-A. 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 Adolf was a piss artist. Okay. Adolf was a piss artist. Okay.
Gay Advert and T.V. Smith, after seeing the Sex Pistols, decided it was time to leave Devon and move to London. They formed a punk rock band, got signed to Stiff Records, and got to be the support act for The Damned on their first UK tour. Here they are now with Gary Gilmore's Eyes, The Adverts. Any questions or comments, feel free to contact me at thehates, thehates@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Christian Arnheider's 70s Punk and Beyond.